Things may come and go and shake. We may have all kinds of things in our life that seem to go on tilt. Sometimes we're soaring, sometimes we're not. But the truth that never changes is that God is good. And it's not just a religious word, it's the truth. He is good. I want to show you, give you a picture of something we're going to show up here as we transition into more goodness. We put that on. This is a picture that was taken. It's a little footage that was taken a year ago. This was taken in Mozambique. And there's a group of us, 16 of us, who are headed to Mozambique late Tuesday night, early Wednesday. Wednesday morning. I want you to see a picture of an impromptu, hey, let's capture this because this is a God moment. And I think a year ago we showed it to you. We're going to show it again because we have fruit from this project. This is called the Miraculous Pineapple Project. I want you all to see it because it truly is miraculous. And it's in Mozambique on land that Pastor Jose Novella of Iris Ministries received. He's a very close ministry and family friend. He heads up all of Heidi and Rollins' 10,000 churches, oversees them all. And we travel with him every year. Sorry, Kim. Little dance. But we travel with him and just go with the wind of the Spirit. Where do we go, Holy Spirit? Where's the best place? And when we go without an agenda, sometimes we have to give up a little more comfort. Let's say a nice warm place in the north or a village that might, you know, have no need for little gloves on. You know, but we're literally following, Holy Spirit, take us without a presupposed plan. And we've seen some miraculous things. So this is one of those we want to share with you. And it's going to be another adventure. And we know that there's going to be a real step up in the Spirit because God is good this time. Because you build. How many of us know that we build? And the Lord's a builder, so we're always increasing, always raising. So this is what you're going to see, the beginning and now some fruit. Okay? Be encouraged. Yeah. We have this media team. Oh, God is good. Didn't you enjoy this? Was this amazing? Amazing worship. It's nothing compared to where we're headed. It's like, what? That means it's wonderful, but there's much more coming. Pastor Jose's Miraculous Pineapple Project. Hi, I'm Mary Pat Goki, and I'm here in Mozambique with Pastor Jose Domingos Novella, our good friend, and pastor, senior pastor of Iris Ministries, all the churches and pastors of Iris in Mozambique and surrounding countries. Pastor Jose oversees them. And we're here on his land in Balmera, which is about 117 kilometers outside of Maputo. And Pastor Jose has had a vision for many years of bringing fruitfulness to the land for purposes, for kingdom purposes. And Pastor Jose, if you can just share a little bit about what your vision has been here on these 12 acres that have been given to you, then we can go from there.
I had this vision from God. Why? Because the churches around Africa, they are sleeping, not doing nothing, and the Lord told me that I need to use what He has blessed us with. And then I feel His fire to begin this project. Oh. And my sister came to me and she said to me, after her husband passed away, she came to me and she said to me, I have a land that I'm not using, so I hope that you would like to farm. And I want to bless you with the land. So she brought me here. I begin this with my finances. Yeah. I believe to the Lord. And then after that, other friends started to help me and bless me. All I need is to improve the churches is to show the pastors, African pastors in special, that we can do something with what we have, and God can bless.
Well, that's an amazing vision. And right now, 10,000 pineapple plants have been planted, and that was 3 months ago. And we're starting to see some fruit. So we have some pineapples that are now growing up out of the shoots, which is exciting. And then we have over 1,000 cassava plants on these 12 acres. And there is a plan for more different types of fruits and vegetables later.
Yes.
So you're thinking of what other types later?
For more cassava. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're going to do more 5,000 pineapples. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we will begin to plant papayas trees.
Ooh, we like
and
papaya.
Other kind of trees. So we will see. We will not stop.
We
don't want to stop.
We will not be limited. God has an abundant supply.
As I'm preaching,
yes,
I will not stop to plant. I will preach and plant. For me, I see that this is the practical way to preach. So I will be
give them
doing
something to do.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is really great, because pastors need to see this. Mozambique needs to see this.
Yes.
Everybody in Mozambique and Africa, they need to see, because they've been thinking that God cannot do nothing in Africa, in Mozambique.
And it's not true.
So this is an example that God is here, and God can see. We did not put any fertilizer. It is coming from
it's
heaven.
Amazing.
God is fertilizing the land.
Yay! That's great.
And I believe we're going to have big fruits here.
Yes,
from
to
the
begin
Lord.
To build a church here as well, and make bricks for this church.
Yes.
And then bring in youth from the city.
Amen.
To work on the project and be part of the complex that will be developed here.
Yeah.
This is a longer vision, to bring the youth in to develop their talents and abilities. Those youth that are not plugged in somewhere and are on the streets or in different places, that need to have an opportunity to connect with the Lord in a practical way, in a spiritual way, in a practical outpouring of that. And so there are plans for a school, for a future school here, and church, and homes for the boys, ages 5 through 15, and whatever God says beyond that.
Yeah.
And they can be trained up using their skills and abilities and gifts and talents athletically, and also perhaps in woodworking and other types of projects for them, so they can learn how to become responsible adults and responsible men of God and grow in the Spirit here in a practical way. Sounds like an amazing plan that God's given.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's a marvelous vision from the Lord, and we stand by Pastor Jose wholeheartedly, and we encourage you to do the same, and feel free to ask the Lord how you could sow into this project for the future of the kingdom of God and what he's doing. Amen. And it's good soil to sow into. So we say praise the Lord and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Wasn't that awesome? I think it'll be more awesome when you watch it on your own computer at home, because we're going to believe for better technology, because it flows all the way and the mouths match up with the sound. But we got the message across, so praise the Lord. Watch it. It's on our homepage. And feel free to send it around. If this has grabbed your heart, send it around to other people and say, wow, this is what one of the things is going on with our Mozambique team. If anyone's asking you or supporting, feel free to do that. And it's on our homepage. It's a little bit clearer. So we have some pictures that he sent this morning right before church of the fruit that he's talking about. So we want to see those. I haven't seen them yet. I just ran out the door. I got these in my email. So here we have, woohoo! And look what the Lord's done with no fertilizer. Yeah. There we go. All right, all right. This is what we're going to see. Oh, look at this. And this is a vision that the Lord gave him. Wow, look at the cassava. Oh, nice and tasty. We'll get to eat some of this. Pastor Jose, he's so proud of this. Look at this. Look what the Lord will do when we line up with the kingdom. We line up with heaven. This is a picture of revival. This is a picture of what it looks like. The Lord is saying, contend for revival in your heart, contend for revival everywhere. And you'll see the fruit, and it will be fruit that remains. Well, this will be picked and eaten. But the plants will remain. Look at this. And I don't know any more details, so we'll find out when we get there and then send some things back. Is that it? All right. That's awesome. Also, before we do dismiss, I have a couple of things I want to show you, a couple of video clips or a couple of pictures up there I want to show you, so you can put those up in a moment. But also that was sent out to many of you, but some of you, we don't have your emails, and we would like your emails because there are so many things that are going out these days. There are yellow cards sitting in the pew, and Dylan's waving them. We need your name and your email so you can get these things. And we also, at least in this season, are trying to send out some paper copies as well of what we are sending out in the email. And if you didn't receive this, well, actually, it was sent out Friday, so you won't. If we don't have your email, but we do have your mailing address, if you're a regular here, regular attender here, then you will get one of these. But if you would like to have one today, this is an email from us that highlights the trips from this summer. Ghana and Mozambique, we're leaving on Wednesday morning. But also a new video that we sent out, and it's called Redemption for Life, because we're very active in Southeast Asia, and we rescue children, or involved with the ministry out there that rescues children from human trafficking. And if you don't know what that is, you need this, and if you do know what that is, you know what that is. We're not going to explain it right now. And so we have lots of children in here, but this will tell you about that, because we're really moving forward and creating. The Lord's creating quite a carving out in the spirit in Southeast Asia that involves many different countries, not just one. Right now, at least six, if not seven, that we're linked with. So the Lord has given us this inroad into a very, very pivotal place, I believe, in history to rescue and restore. Say with me, would you rescue and restore?
Rescue and restore.
Yes. Those who have been trapped in deepest, darkest pain, evil, and atrocity. So if you would like some of these, and get some guys from the back to pass this out, feel free, you can take one. If you're going to get one in the mail and you want to wait for that, that'd be great too. We'll save paper. But if not, please take one so you can read it and then go to your internet computer and pull up the video. And also, is Joanne here? Joanne, can you come up here? Joanne loves to hang out on the internet. In a good way. This is Joanne, yes. And the Lord put her on my heart, and she was like, oh, wow, this is great. Thanks for thinking of me. She's going to help work with us in the area of sending things out, emailing and such. And so I asked her about that, and I just want you to recognize her. So if you have some ideas, some creative ideas on how we can further spread this good news, that's what we're all about. We are in an exploding season. Hey, what we've enjoyed here today is wonderful. It's going to get bigger and better, whatever that may look like. But this is Joanne, just so that you know. So Joanne is going to help gather emails, sort through. So you may have a mailing list. You may have 100 people that you work with outside of Frontline, or this is your job or whatever. And you may think, oh, well, I can't send them anything. I would ask again, where you go, I'll go. What you say, I'll say. What you do, I'll do. We just sang it. So the Lord wants to touch the marketplace. He wants to touch people outside of the church walls. We want to have a church without walls. So we're encouraging you to be the church that way and spread this good news and ask the Lord, Lord, I'm just going to take a step. Someone may have their heart touched and tugged when they see an African like Pastor Jose, or they hear a report about human trafficking, and they see pictures of children that have their eyes hazed out because they're marketable commodities and they cannot be seen completely. That may just move someone to say, I'm going to sponsor the building of that new children's home. And that's what the Lord had designed them to do. They just don't know it. But you can be part of that. So I really encourage you to take that and hold on to that. Okay, we have a couple of pictures I want you to see. The first one is the one that you got with David and that one. Okay, there's our grandson, David. David, are you in here? There he is, David. There's a picture of you. And there's Papa and Grammy. Remember that day, sweetie? We wanted you to see it and everybody else to see it because there's a little picture here that I believe is very prophetic. And it's a picture of a little turtle, box turtle. And I'm going to tell you the story in a little bit after we release the children, but I want you to see it. And then hopefully this will be included in the message when Carl posts this, a couple of these pictures, so that you're aware of what we're talking about. But this little box turtle was, I'll tell you briefly, and then the rest I'll include. But this little box turtle was found lumbering across the road, and Pastor Bill was, were you driving or riding your bike, hon? You were driving for turtle number two. It was the second time. So he was driving, and he stops, and he gets out of the car because he wanted to rescue this little turtle that should not be walking across the middle of the road. Okay? So there was a point of rescue involved. Now, restoration, that's a whole other avenue that we can talk about. But restoration would need to come to transform this turtle into something else. But that didn't happen. But we rescued him. David and Daniel got to see the little turtle. We have a couple more pictures, not of that. But it's really significant because the Lord has a message for us. And we had a prophetic word given on Tuesday night, unbeknownst to Troy, that he gave from the Lord that we want to talk about this morning because I believe the Lord's speaking to us. And so as I was listening to the Lord, this is what he told me to do, I believe. So I want you to look at that and see this, see the size, see where David's hands are, see what we're supporting, what we're trying to do. And we did take little turtle guy and we took him back into the swampy area and said bye-bye. But this little guy, I'm telling you, when we brought him home, Pastor Bill just loved the idea to let him roam free in the house as part of restoration, I'm sure. So this little thing was going all over the place. You would think it would be a little nervous. Oh, no. This little thing with the long head is exploring everywhere. But when we went out, he and I went out for a bike ride, and he says, it'll be fine. He'll just stay over there in the corner, yeah. So we came back, and we have this little step that goes down into our family room. And sure enough, he kind of goes over there, steps about this big, this deep. And sure enough, he says, I can do this. Goes right over and falls flat on his back. And he's laying there. And we came in. I said, honey, I think we need to do something with little Tommy Turtle here or whatever. So anyway, that was the first one. The first turtle that we caught, or he caught, were you driving or riding your bike on that one? Oh, that's right. Okay, we were walking together. I did that. What? That was that last fall? Yeah, it was deep. Oh, sorry. Well, I forgot about that one. I thought I was thinking we were riding bikes. So we were walking. And I repent. So we're walking, and sure enough, same thing. We want to rescue little turtle, and we bring it home. But this thing was so afraid and barely moved out of his environment. It was kind of interesting, and I was really thinking about that last night, that there was such a difference between these two. But I said to Pastor Bill, I said, you know, this is prophetic. I know this is prophetic. I just know this is. And it's not as though we're looking for a leaf under every tree or something saying that's prophetic. But when your spirit's starting to connect, I think hearing what you're saying, Lord, you're saying there's a message here. So that's that. I want to show a picture that Andy picked for me. I haven't seen it yet, of turtle. I want you to, all right, now check these turtles out. Okay, we're going to talk about these guys. Isn't that nice? Notice the nice colors, the nice shape. Good job. Nice shape of the shell. There's the head. Nice little cover over that head just in case it gets too sunny or dangerous. And there he is coming out to venture his way across the street. Look at that. I want you to really put these in your eye gate because what you're going to hear and believe is going to draw some things to a point in all of our hearts. Any others? Oh, there he is. There's a little bit of a shine on the back. Good job on these turtles. Boy, notice that hard shell. And there's one up close. Okay? Thank you, Lord. All right, then there's a picture of an eagle. And Troy, I'm going to ask you to come up and share your vision. Do you have more than one? Look at the eagle soaring. Look at the ease of that eagle up in the air. Look at the wings of that eagle just flying. You can see that the eagle... You may think I've got this message figured out. No, I don't think so. It's kind of obvious in some ways, but notice that the eagle's wings are spread out. Little talons at the end are spread out to allow the right balance as the wind comes up and grabs those wings to allow that eagle to soar in the highest places that the eagle was designed. Is there another one, Andy? No, of the eagle? That's it? Okay. Okay. Now look at this. Notice the balance. Can we stay on the eagle? Thanks. Notice the balance on the wings. Notice that the wings are spread out, spread out, spread out. Just imagine the gliding and the rest. Notice what the Lord's saying. Just through the picture. When we notice an eagle or we've ever seen an eagle in the sky, we wondered, how could that beautifully large bird fly like that? How could that bird fly? The body, is it completely symmetrical with the wings? Is it able to carry the weight? Well, more so, yes, than some other little critters. Yes, that is true. But the Lord also has designed this eagle to fly. He designed the turtle to be covered. I believe it's also a word picture for us. But he designed the eagle to fly and to soar into freedom. When you see Pastor Jose, see a picture of someone who soars in the spirit. Come from very rough backgrounds with drugs and violence, all kinds of things. But he's soaring in the spirit, so totally surrendered to Jesus. And the Lord's using him for great and mighty things. So as we transition now, those who have little children, for those who want to take the children to Kingdom Class, you can do that now because I want to share some more things. And I encourage you to listen to the message, those of you who are not going to be in here today. So I think the Lord wants to do some good things. Yeah. Okay. But those are some of the pictures I really wanted you to put in your eye gate. Some of us learn better, you know, when we see something. I think that's part of the prophetic. Someone once said to me, I have a really hard time with the prophetic. And my response in my heart, and actually directly, is I think you have a hard time with Jesus. Or I have a hard time with other aspects. Because Jesus is everything. Jesus is prophetic. Jesus is supernatural. Jesus is all. Jesus is everything to us. And so, with all of that in mind, we want to believe today that the Lord's going to open up our hearts and our ears to what he has for us today that is very new, I believe. You may think, well, I've heard this before. I believe anytime the Lord gives us a word in season, it's new. That's the revelation from the Spirit that the Lord says, I bring. I'm a revelatory Father. I'm always building. I'm always releasing. I'm always moving forward. So, Father, we thank you that as we're transitioning right now, or the little ones are going into their realm, Lord, for kingdom increase. Lord, we thank you that you have a design and you have a desire for us. Father, you have something that you want us to hear. You want to continue to release your goodness inside of us. You want to continue to release all from heaven to earth that belongs to us. And Father, we're choosing to step in this morning. Father, I'm thanking you that we have the honor and the privilege and the right to bind every distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that distraction never comes from you, for you are always focused, focused on the Father, focused on goodness, focused on truth. And you became the message. You were the message. So we thank you, Lord, for that today. We thank you, Lord, that our ears are open, our hearts are open to hear the rest of what you're saying. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful, God. You are so worthy. You are so good. I thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural pineapple project. Thank you, Lord God, for the fruit that remains. Thank you, Lord, for the great increase. Thank you, Lord, for the favor. Thank you for doing what you said you would do. And thank you, Lord, that we can support your endeavors, your projects. Thank you, Father. You're so gracious. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, I want to show you something. Now, usually Pastor Bill does this. He has little little pictures, but everything I was doing recently, the Lord just kept speaking to me, something that is a picture of what he's doing to encourage my heart, I'm sure, but also some things today. And this was actually today. This is Clorox, and it's called Ultimate Care Bleach. And so I have to tell you, I wanted to wear this dress today. I haven't worn it in a year because I couldn't find it anywhere in my house. Is that crazy? Been to numerous countries and thought, did I leave it there? I'm asking people, you know, was it in Indonesia? Did I leave it there? Was it in India? No, I wouldn't be in India. I wouldn't wear that, would I? Maybe I... Excuse me. Could I have some water? Someone could maybe get me some water, please. Did I leave it somewhere? Where is it? And I backtracked and I searched the house and I thought, this is nuts. How can you lose a dress? So anyway, my daughter-in-law actually said, Jenna, a few weeks ago, she said, you know that white dress that you wore last year when you came to my house? It must be last summer. I came up from church and I was doing some babysitting or whatever and brought my shorts and took my dress off and left it there. Never crossed my mind. So I said, oh, good. Next time I see you or you see me or whatever, can you bring it? So yesterday, my son and his daughter Haley were coming down. And I said, hey, it just popped in my head. I wasn't even thinking. I was just getting ready for the day, the life. You know, it was after the amazing all-nighter that we had. It was just so remarkable how the Lord just opened up the windows of heaven, and it was just fantastic. I encourage you to come next time. Let me just kind of give a little brief pause here. I really encourage you to come. I really do. We have the next one. I don't know. Is it August? Thank you, Paul. Is it August? Is that right? Thanks, Dee. August 26th. It's from 10 to 6, and if you plan for it now, you'll be able to come, and you'll be able to stay up all night. It's really true. I mean, it's absolutely possible, and if you're married, you can actually split the time. Because kids sleep, and if you don't want to bring your kids, you can do half and half, or whatever you want to do. The point is, if you want to, you can go. If you don't want to, really, you won't go, if you can. It's possible. So I'm encouraging you to consider it. So it's not a demand. It's not a push. It's an encouragement to consider to see whether or not it's important to you. Things that are important to you, you will attend. The reason that I'm saying this is because this intimate time of all night is a secret weapon that we have. And it's a secret weapon that we're stepping in and engaging and using. So there's no guilt or condemnation because we can encourage one another. If you're not encouraging somebody that you know is struggling, you're not helping them. So for any of us who are struggling to soar in any way, I encourage you to consider that before the Lord and consider that as an option for you. It's very, very important. If it's not significant, then we're not going there. I do want to take a moment. It's funny, I have this journal that I wanted to highlight this. I'm sensing the Lord wants me to do it right now, if I can find it right now. And I wrote down some words a while ago that Mahesh Shabda had actually given. It was, you know, dealing with the importance of corporate fasting and prayer. And I have those on my heart as well, but I want to read them from him because I think you'll really be encouraged if I can find them. Thank you, Lord. Let's see if I have them here. Well, maybe I'll share with you a little bit later. I'll find them. I read them yesterday, but I do know them, so I'll share what I do know. Because if you live in the zone, in the area of what words will impact, how they can impact your heart, you know that you can change very quickly. One thing that he did say is that a nuclear weapon and bomb is released, like a bomb capsule is released on the inside when you fast and pray. Jesus understood that. That's one of the reasons he was able to track with Father the way he did. He understood how to fast and pray and how to corporately release. And when you do this as a group, you come underneath the umbrella of those who are standing and receiving and moving in areas that are absolutely filled with power. The Lord is all about releasing us in his power. He's saying, I want to release you because the Spirit of God lives inside, and I want the power that I have contended for, that I have died and risen for, I want that power to be released through you. And this is one of the avenues. If we think, well, it's something else I have to do, then we probably have some things to talk about with the Lord, because it's not a matter of doing, because it comes from desire, because there isn't anybody who is coming at this point, as we have, we're trusting and praying for that, because we have prayed and checked with people and such, that it wouldn't be coming because they want to. So we're calling you forth. I'm calling you into that to ask the Lord. Because if the first response is, I can't, because, then you limit the Lord for anything. Okay? And that's really the tenor of our hearts. It's like, I can't. If I have to do that to be here, I can't. That's wrong thinking. That's more turtle thinking. To be able to soar, it's a matter of opportunity. Lord, if you want to allow me to step into something, then God's going to give us the grace to do what we want to do. I remember last year when our son Mike said, I asked him at dinner, and I said, would you like to go to Ghana this year? And he said, I can't, Mom, at first, which is a normal response. It's okay. But I can't because I'm working and I'm in law school. And I mean, hello, that's so obvious. And I said to him, it's not a matter of, I hear what you're saying, but do you want to? And I know his heart. And he goes, well, yes, I do. And I said, good. For that yes, I do came out. And it was already in there. And when that came out, Mike was a miraculous story of going to law school, asking the Lord, how do I do this? I'm in school, in law school. So he has a creative way from the Lord, and the Lord tells him what to say, what to do. And now they said to him, this is great. Go ahead. No one's ever done this. It's wonderful. Yes. Go ahead to Ghana this year and miss class. And here's how you'll do it. It's amazing. So he got credit for the class, got to go to Ghana, was really used by the Lord. He went to his boss, and the boss said, sure, what a great idea. And he got a release because he really was intent on what the Lord wanted him to do. You know, we've had a lot of stories like that in our life. And there are many of us in here who have had similar testimonies of how they were able to step in to do something that was really from the King's heart. And it was really the Lord. And the Lord just opened up and we stood in amazement going, how did that happen? Has to be God. Well, the enemy works overtime to keep us from remembering those things. And if he can bring those to a place where they're very minimal or small, we step into a place of not relying on what he's already done in the past as a building block. Because the Lord says, everything that I do is meant to provide an opportunity for you to encounter me. If you encounter me and you have a connection with me, which is always supernatural when we encounter the Lord, if we connect and there's a supernatural clicking with God, the Lord says, in that moment, I'm beginning to change you. If you lose sight of that, if you forget that, or you don't pull that in, own it, and then allow the Lord to build on it without releasing it, then everything that he has released is religious or can be religious. How many of you heard that? Only a few? So I'm going to say it again. Okay? I want you all to listen to this. If you would. I'm going to say it again. When the Lord does something inside of us, and we've tracked with him, there is some type of, oh, that's you, Lord. Be it a vision, a dream, an experience. Okay? I remember one time, I'm highlighted one time right now, Jay, when we were at a conference, and you were sitting there, I remember this, and you were sitting at a conference, and your hand started to shake. You remember that? And you said to me, you said, come here, look at this. I'm not doing this. And your son was on the floor, Carl, shaking. And you're watching him shaking, like, why is this happening? And your hand was shaking, and it was, I believe, the first time. And the Lord says, you were amazed, because you knew you weren't doing that, and it was the power of God. And the Lord said, I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm going to reveal myself to you in certain ways. And if you don't guard that, you will have an opportunity for a very nominal thinking attempt to come against you, or a religious hold to come against your mind. Okay? That's for every one of us. It's not highlighting these guys. I'm using them as an example. I'm talking to my own self. Everything that we connect with, the Lord says, that's me. The characteristic of my heart and my nature, and it has something to do with this, so I'm getting there. But everything that has to do with the Lord. The Lord says, guard that, honor that, protect that. I release that to you. Don't let go of it. Don't say, that was nice, that was then. Big mistake, because the enemy is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for those whom he can devour, like a roaring lion. But he's looking for those especially who have experienced and encountered anything from the hand of God that has revealed his nature. He can reveal himself through the word. He can reveal himself in many different ways, through people's words, through this message, through worship, all of these things, through fasting and praying. But there's a cost that we pay, and that is recognizing that we are being encountered or encountering or connecting with the Most High God. If we have taken any step, mind you, this way, there is an adversary that is waiting and watching. You may think, oh, I really don't want to hear this. It's the truth. It's the truth, because if I don't speak that to myself, I will take for granted the very revelation of the kingdom of God. And then his nature that was to be revealed to me, his character, his nature being imparted to me, will just kind of take a snooze. Or worse, be completely extracted. So if it's taken a snooze or been extracted, then garbage tends to fill up on the inside. And then that, you know what happens with garbage? If you go to a garbage dump, many of us go into garbage dumps overseas and we pray for the people and such in the dumps. But you know what's in the dumps as well with the garbage? What would be in the dump with garbage? Rats are attracted to garbage. Okay, rats are attracted to garbage, yeah. And raccoons, other things, I'm sure. But the point is, the Lord says, I'm going to show you how you can really be an overcomer, soar like an eagle, so not only do you get rid of garbage on the inside, but any rats that would be attracted. I'm not going to show pictures of rats or garbage up there, but that's really the truth. So one of the legal rights that a rat would have to come into the garbage dump is that it's there. So if it's there, rats are attracted and they can go and play and have fun and they can eat and they can plow in and they can do whatever they want and they can hurt and they can smell and stink up the place and the list goes on. But if we don't see the garbage, then we walk right past it. We stay just like, not there. Well, it might smell like garbage, but we can actually be used to the smell. There are people who live around the garbage dump, in the garbage dumps. We've been in the Philippines, right, Laura? We know what the garbage dumps are like. We've gone there as well and ministered with these guys there, many different countries. And we know what it's like, and we see the kids, but you know what? You get used to it. Get used to the sight, get used to the smell, because that's what you live in. It's what you live around. But the Lord is all about the miraculous, and he says, don't forget that I'm here. Don't forget who I am and what I've done. And if you do, you may become more turtle-like. Then more eagle-like. So I wanted you to see these things here because I think the Lord is wanting us to really, honestly, as we're soaring with him in the spirit, we're coming up to worship him, that we say, Lord, we're taking that cloak of the hot dog bun around us, as Josh said in the very beginning, and we're believing that that's your covering, that's your righteousness, and we're thanking you for that, and we're lost in your presence. And we're going to soar with you because the real me wants to soar with you. The rest of me might have some garbage around it, but the real me wants to soar with you. Amen? So we want to go back and we want to get what the enemy has stolen. We had a very powerful prayer time. I'm going back to Friday night for a reason. The Lord put on our hearts to really speak about Proverbs 6:31, I believe it was. Where the Lord says, you know, when the enemy takes, there's a payback time, and you get sevenfold what the enemy has stolen from you. I say that's a good thing, but I also say if the enemy has stolen, let's go back to the areas and say no more. So if he's stolen some area about the supernatural, some area about the prophetic, some area where we have taken a step forward in the areas where we're a little dangerous for us, and we came up and we saw, oh, I don't know if I really like this, and I just changed my thinking about this. We're very, very prone to allowing garbage to be dumped or for more garbage to come in and dump next to garbage that already was there. And then that attracts rats. And rats will bring the destruction. And that's not a good picture, but it is the truth. And if we think of it that way, we can be free of all. We can be free of anything in the garbage dump because the Lord says, I see you as pure and as white and as completely clean. That's how I see you. So when we prayed on Friday night, we prayed, oh God, oh God, oh God, anything that has been negative, that has been stolen in any way from any of the people that we love, in our families, our friends, the ministry, anything, anything at all. We're calling it back. We're praying it out. We had groups of people praying it out. There's power in praying from people who've also been fasting. Fasting and praying. You think, well, I can't fast. I don't want to fast. I'm not here to talk about fasting. I'm telling you what we did. You may think, well, that's for you. That's because you're you. Now, if you believe that, that's another lie. It's for the body of Christ. And so if you didn't, that's fine. But I'm encouraging us to take a step up and learn and see, what does God say about this? And I might have feelings or thoughts that are just not measuring up with what the Lord says. Because anything that He offers to us as an avenue to help us soar individually or as a body is G-O-O-D. Always. It's always good. It's always good because God is good. So He's never a taskmaster. He's never pushing us. He's never saying, do this. What's wrong with you? Why don't you show up? Why don't you do this? But if we're hearing anything like that, then we've got garbage on the inside because the message is getting muted. And it's moving sideways and it's getting garbled. And the Lord says, let's get rid of the garbage so we can hear the message of life. And the message of life is freedom, freedom, freedom. We're created to soar like that eagle, not created to live as that turtle in any way. Some of us like turtles. Some of us have pet turtles. Some of us have little pictures of turtles. God created turtles, but He also gave us pictures to be able to see much about ourselves so that we can say, Lord, I like the eagle picture for me. The turtle picture, maybe. There's some things in my life. Okay, that's fine. First thing, when I saw that turtle, and the Lord said, that's prophetic, which means, hello, I set you up so you could see this. I said, Lord, show me what part of my world, what part of my life could possibly look like a turtle to the enemy. Because when he sees me, you know what he sees? Ultimate purity. He sees me. He loves me. And I put this dress on, not for that message, because I just wanted to wear this dress at the beginning of the week. But it's so funny. When I was going to put it on this morning, here's what I saw. A great big, about this big, because I just grabbed it and stuck it in the closet. I thought, oh, I'll iron it because it's looking pretty ratty. It's been a while, but it was clean, I thought. So I see this great big yellow, hopefully it's gone, but if not, I tried, yellow stain right here. And so, you know, my husband says, you can't wear that like that. And I said, yeah, I don't want to do that. That's just, ugh. I don't want to. You know, I recognized that. I looked and went, you're right. I don't want to wear that. That big, ugly yellow stain. I don't have to wear that. I'm not comfortable wearing that. I mean, I could say, so what do you think about that? I got a yellow stain and I'm wearing it, so if you don't like it, tough. No, it's my choice. I didn't want to wear it. So that's my point, is that I recognized it. I saw it. Thank you, Lord. So I went in and I got this ultimate purity. So hilarious. Ultimate care bleach, Clorox. And I'm scrubbing it out this morning, and I'm doing a lot of other things too, so it's not a high priority. And so as I'm scrubbing, I'm laughing, going, oh my gosh, there is a message to this one. So I'm washing it out really quick, and I just threw it in the dryer, and, you know, there may be spots still there. You can examine if you want. But, you know, I put it on. I ironed it quickly, and then I put it on, and I thought, Lord, this is how you see me. And if I wore it with the big spot, He'd say, I love you. Your message is powerful because I'm in it. I love you. I love your worship. I love your heart. I love you. You are my eagle. Ho! So I say, oh, thank you, Lord. I want to soar with you, Lord. I want to soar with you, Papa. But Lord, I don't want any garbage, and I don't want any rats attracted to any garbage. Because Lord, I'm part of the Navy SEALs team in the spirit for you, because I know that you are absolutely on top of everything that happens in the world, and you are looking for your people who will be garbage free to be able to hold on and use all the weaponry that you release through the heavenlies, through prayer, through fasting, through calling back that which has been stolen, through recognizing there might be some blind spots, there might be some yellow spots, there might be something that needs to be removed, to allow your spirit to just be raised up, to be able to be released completely through the life. I want to be part of that, Lord God. I want to be part of the team. I want to be part of the group that you look at and say, you're my special forces. That's anybody who says yes. Do you know that? Anybody who says, yes, that's what I want to be. He's not looking at the age. He's saying, where's your heart? Will you soar? Will you soar with me so that the wind of my spirit, will take you and cause you to glide in the heavenlies to do great and mighty exploits for the King? Is it hard? I think it is at times. What? You don't struggle? Whenever you go on a garbage hunt, you look at the smell, you smell the smell, you see. And at times other people's garbage starts to stink on you. And so if you're in a garbage dump trying to help, you want to make sure that you're walking with the, I saw that, with the purity inside so that you can remain peaceful and calm and full of grace and full of mercy. Because the eagle represents grace, mercy, faithfulness. That's the picture of the eagle, strong, resilient, able to take the enemy down. That's what God's saying. And if we don't guard what he has done and how he's freed us, hear me again, as I was telling you I was going to say, we will become religious. Now, I'm saying that to me, and I'm saying that to you, in the body of Christ, at large, whoever listens to this, and to our beloved family here, because that's the nature of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And religious is one of the most annoying words. It's so annoying when you're a Christian, trying to follow the Lord, trying to run and jump and soar in the Lord and say, what? And the ones who are the all of us who are the most prone to carrying something religious are the ones who won't check with someone else and say, do you see something? And religious thinking is, it's like, oh my gosh, if I hear that word religion, I'm just going to freak out because, you know, I'm on the worship team, or I'm going to Mozambique, and or I've been a leader for 15 years in frontline. Oh my gosh. But the Lord says, I want to show you, because religious thinking, religious feelings, religious attitudes, religious actions are prevalent when we take for granted. Some of us have had a taste of the Holy Spirit and have not guarded that taste. Some of us have had open visions. Can you imagine? Wonderful. Open visions. And the Lord says, go back. Now embrace me. Don't just embrace the vision. Embrace me and my nature, to allow me to come in and change up what's going on, so that the very fire that's been released, even if it was the beginning fire, is absolutely growing and becoming an unextinguishable fire. That's what God is saying in this hour. I'm sure of it. He's saying it to me. So he's saying it to all of us. And I believe that he's saying, you know what? I see you as this beautiful bride. I see you that way, sweetie. Because your spirit is perfected, but your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body, those are the places that garbage can remain. Do you know that, Paul?
Yes.
Good. That's where garbage can remain. And garbage in, garbage out. That means that whatever we impart to anyone will be laced with the very garbage on the inside if we carry it. It's like, oh, great. Now I'm a garbage can. No, I'm an eagle, but I'm determined that the restoration process that I spoke about here back in the beginning of June, the restoration process, you can get that message online. The restoration process that the Lord says, agree with in my life for you, is my inheritance. My inheritance coming from heaven to earth has already been released. The Lord says, will you walk with the inheritance that has been released from heaven? And will you own it? Will you take hold of it on every level? How about for your wife, if you're married? How about for your husband? How about for your children? How about for your mate that you're contending for? If we contend in a very immature way, we will receive immature results. If we contend, if we contend in an immature way, we will receive immature results. What a good word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So it's time, we've heard messages about no more Pampers. It's time we're crossing the line here. It's a crossroads. Pastor Bill said, I'm sorry, honey. And there's a crossroads that we're at right now. The Lord is saying, I have opened your eyes. You have asked me to, and I have. And it hasn't been so pretty. It hasn't been so pleasant. Some of us have allowed the very closest people to hold us down. Because it's comfortable, and it's a place where we can feel as though, you know, we're just being kind and loving instead of helping one another becoming freer to be able to walk in this kind of purity. If you have a marriage where you have two people who are religious, wow. If you have a marriage where two people are determined to be free of any type of garbage and religion in them, that is a great place to be, even in the midst of being freed from that kind of stuff. The Lord says, go back, go back, go back, go back, and remember. I'm going to tell you something that's also a little painful to hear, but it's so good. Some of us come from religious backgrounds. Let me put my hand up in the air. Where there are religious spirits. My hand is up. Do you see it? Okay. Religious spirits in my family background. Great. I'm leading the church, my husband and I. Okay. Well, I was aware of that a very long time ago. Am I pointing a finger? Am I looking with my nose up? No. But those family lines, let me drink here, are extremely strong. And they're intended to go into my grandchildren. First, my children. And then my grandchildren. And if my children have any kind of thought or feeling, and I'm so confident in my relationship with my children in here that I can say these things. Some of them are in here. But if any of my children would pride themselves and say, well, not me, that would be a very big mistake. Because they are the next in line for my grandchildren, who we stand for and we pray for. Religious spirits, control spirits, rats are in my family line. And I don't like that. And about 10 years ago, I forget who I was, I think it was Heather I was telling this to. 10 years ago, the Lord wanted to show me that that thing could come back and bite me again if I don't watch and walk my talk. I don't do that. It's like, whoa, wait, hey, I took authority. I broke that family line. I prayed that prayer. And the Lord says, you know what? As you keep yourself swept clean, as you continue to soar, that's true. But if you don't, they're going to be more turtle-like in some areas. Or there might have been some areas that weren't removed. It's very important. And so religious begets religious. Begets religious. Begets religious. And then it's easy to take advantage of the fact that, hey, we're in the glory, man. This is really cool. I mean, God is just soaring in this house. Wow. Okay. Wow. As soon as we get finished with this, then we'll go do Kingdom Kids. And I'm feeling good inside. But there may be some pockets of this religious hold, some garbage that hasn't been displaced. And quite frankly, some of these little rats have to be cast out. But when we step in and we step in to the glory, recognizing these things that may be garbage areas of our hearts or lives, they can be moved out and displaced as we surrender, as we surrender, as we surrender. And then we can take a step and we may have to do some get out in Jesus' name. If there's anything going, I've been here for three generations. My mother, my grandfather, my uncle, my aunt, my family member. And if you don't think that's passed down, Probably ask somebody else, because it probably is a problem you have. Because you cannot discern what you are. I cannot discern what I am. If I am religious, I have to go to the Lord and say, show me. And he will, believe me. And he has. Wow. I'm going to ask Troy at this point to come and share what he shared on Tuesday night. He had no idea that this was going to be part of the message. The Lord asked me to speak something about this. I'm going, what in the world should I say? You know, Lord, we're going to come right down after the glory's been released. And he goes, I know. This is wonderful. This is more of it. Because when we gather the truth on the inside, we can go to the Lord in confidence because he is good and say, show me. Show me your glory. He goes, okay, I will. I'll show you. And when I show you, respond. Get yourself with me and say, Lord, clean me out and I'm not going to stop your process. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't he so good? And why? Because this is how he looks at us. He looks at you and I as eagles. Is that enough? Well, if we want to have just kind of a half destiny walked out, sure, we'll go to heaven. But if we want everything that the Lord has for us, and we are determined that nothing is going to stop me, nothing's going to hold us back, we're going to determine that, Lord, I thank you that I posture myself to hear everything that you want to say, everything that you want to reveal. So, Lord, when I see it and I agree with you, wow, it's a done deal. But I have to see. I have to see, and I have to agree. And then it happens. Oh, just like I took this. I said, thank you, Lord. Stuck it in the dryer and went and did something else. But you know what? If there's another spot, maybe you found some, maybe, because I didn't have a chance to. I should have watched the whole thing, but I forgot, to be honest with you. But if you're looking and you see it, I'm going to go home and wash it. Yes, what an opportunity to have another dress that will have some cleanliness in it. All right, so Troy was, we're in this high, awesome worship, okay, on Tuesday, and share with you.
So we're here for Fire and Wind, and as she said, it was amazing worship, and I was up front worshiping and just felt led to lay on my face on the ground and just continue to sing and worship the Lord. And as I was doing that, I suddenly saw a picture of, actually, it was a sea turtle, just one of those big sea turtles that you see, and it's just swimming, and I just heard the words, slow and steady wins the race. And those are words you often hear about turtles, that they're slow and you just keep plodding along, but they get there and they beat the hare, you know, the tortoise and the hare and everything. But I just heard those words, and then I heard the Lord say to me, he said, I didn't create you to be a turtle. I'm like, okay. And I saw this eagle just soaring up and just flying and doing spins and just flipping over backwards and just soaring and looking down from above and just so free and moving quickly and able to see everything going on. And so that's what I saw. I didn't know if you...
That's good. And Cynthia had something that she saw or heard in the spirit right after that.
Just the words that I heard when Troy was speaking about the turtle were self-protection, because, you know, when a turtle goes back into its shell for protection, self-protection and defensiveness were the two words that came to heart and prayed that out.
Wow. The Lord highlighted a message that I heard a while ago, before Frontline, before I was a pastor, before I went overseas, and it was actually in an old church that I was in that was pretty religious, actually, where I got saved and got filled with the Spirit. A lot of good things happened. Some of my kids grew up there in the early years. But I remember one of the pastors gave a message. Why would it stick with me all these years? I thought of it, and I thought, I can't repeat it to you. But it was in the early 80s, mid-80s, somewhere in there. And the name of the message was, discouragement is one of the biggest tools of the enemy. And I was new at things, you know, so I was like listening and, okay. But it so hit me. It was so strong in my heart. that I was able to take that discouragement is laced in fear. And that fear is the biggest tool, the biggest grip of the enemy in us. And I never forgot it. It's that strong. I mean, it just comes to my mind as though it just happened yesterday. And I determined in my heart back then, in my very little understanding, to be a woman who would walk fearlessly. I didn't know what that meant, didn't know where that would go, knew nothing about healing or anything like that. So when I stepped in a few years later and said, Lord, I want to know everything there is about healing. I understand now it's in the atonement. I didn't know that when I got saved. I didn't. That was not preached where I went. I want to know everything there is about healing and about deliverance and all of that. That's what I want. And he spoke to me and he said, are you willing to count the cost? Are you willing to take the price upon yourself, the one that Jesus had taken? Are you willing to do that? The words exactly were, are you willing to count the cost? And I sat in my bed, shuddering, going, yes? Please? And the adventure continued to start to climb. It was amazing. It was a joyride. Yeah. Has it been hard at times? So sure. But the Lord says, if you want to become fearless, fearlessness is an anointing. Fearlessness is an anointing. If you have pockets of religion inside of you, you are not fearless. You are laced with fear. Their fear is still there. Fearlessness is an anointing. The Lord wants to release us from those places because the very opposite of any area of fear on the inside of us that the enemy can use and hold on the inside, the opposite of that is faith. And when faith comes and stands in the face of fear that's on the inside, fear starts to crumble and shake. But until it's released, it still has power, place, and authority. It must be released. It must be exchanged. But some of us, all of us, take steps towards the fear because we forget what the Lord has done. We don't embrace what has been released already from heaven. We don't walk in the fullness of our inheritance. If we have a revelation, as the Lord gives us a revelation of who He is, as He releases that revelation, if we're not understanding, maybe we're not taught how, maybe we have this in us, maybe there are religious strongholds from our past, maybe we come into our marriages like that, maybe our families have that, maybe we're birthed in that, and then we grow up in that, and then we go to a church like that, and we read the Bible like that, and we interpret the scripture like that, and we shut things down because we don't have that vision, we don't have the inherited eye from the Lord, then we're not progressing in the strength and the vitality and the accelerated place that we can. It's like, wow, God, it's so cool. You showed me the truth. I like the truth. I want to see the truth. Because He's not impressed with our great exploits. If He gives you a gifting and He says, walk it out. Hey, go do a good job with your job because that's how I created you. If we're not tracking and submitting and surrendering to everything we're talking about here, He's not impressed at all. We have a wrong picture, a wrong vision of even the purpose of our job for the kingdom. He wants to turn that around. He's not impressed. I'm doing good things. I love Jesus. Get me off break. Get off my back. I'm not on your back. But the Lord is saying right now, listen, listen with your ears, because this can be a day of greater freedom. And if we've had a little taste and we've taken a step, and then we connect with more places of religion, we become more religious, thinking, I'm doing well, 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 I'm doing well. And the Lord is really proud of our progress, but He's so intent on removing anything on the inside that would hinder the Spirit of God from being released fully. That's what I'm saying right now. He says, I want you to be able to discern breakthrough. If you carry that breakthrough spirit and breakthrough anointing, you'll discern when it's not there. You'll know and go, whoa, hey, in Jesus' name, it will be so. In Jesus' name, you leave. The absolute opposite to revival will be the spirit of religion. The arch enemy of worship will be the spirit of religion. There is a real spirit of religion. If anybody believes or thinks there isn't, you probably have it. Because there's deception that's involved with that, and it comes through the line. So, are we talking about demons? Yes. But I'm more concerned right now with the ears hearing this, so that if we have any garbage that has allowed anything that's of the other world to come and connect, that we're concerned about that garbage, so that the rest of that has to leave and has to flee. Isn't that a good thing? Do you like this? For real? Okay, there's a picture, Andy, or somebody, Spencer. I want to show you. Actually, Joanne sent this to me. Check it out! Here's true Navy SEALs. This is real. This is like, hello now. These are the six dudes that went to take down Osama bin Laden. There they are. U.S. Navy SEALs. We have had that spoken over frontline. You are like the Navy SEALs. We go, yes, thank you. It's true. We have great worship here, don't we? Maybe the preaching, I don't know. But, great worship for sure. That is very religious. Own it if it's yours. U.S. Navy SEAL. Let me tell you, look at, we can't make it any bigger. Can you see it really well? Hey, look at all these guys. President Obama did not take down Osama bin Laden. The U.S. Navy SEALs did. One of those guys, or two of those guys, they actually did. But they actually went in because they knew their foe was big. They knew their foe was formidable. They knew their enemy. They were practiced. They had strategized. They carried their artillery. They carried their weaponry. These, in the natural here, okay? And this is natural. But these guys were soaring. They weren't turtles, I'll tell you that. Can we just stay there, guys? That'd be good. Just stay. Stay, computer, stay. But he wants to donate a computer. This would be really good. Good time. But God says, this is who I see you to be in the spirit. This is how I see you. You are my Navy SEALs in the spirit. But imagine them. Don't imagine them naked. Not a good thing. Imagine them, though, without all of their guns. Imagine them as just dudes walking in off the street saying, Osama, what's up? What would have happened to them? Do you think Osama bin Laden carries a few big, carried some high-powered demonic forces? Probably the top-of-the-line treachery number 101. And destruction and murder, chaos, you name it. Okay, so in the natural, these dudes realized that they were going into an impossible place. They didn't know exactly what was going to happen. They knew as much as they could, but they searched and they practiced and they trusted that they were totally prepared. I mean, can you imagine Osama seeing those faces? Duh! In the natural, this is a man who thinks naturally. And so God used them powerfully. Do you want to be part of the U.S. Navy SEALs team? You know, some of us are over 40 in here. Amazing. It's over 50. Birthdays come. And even beyond, the Lord says, step up! I've created you to be generals. You need to get rid of the fear inside. You need to get rid of the religious spirit and the religious strongholds inside. And I will help you do it if you will face yourself. 40 and under, the message is, step up. You're invited also to be part of the Navy SEALs. And I see you as a pure eagle. However, you're not going to be soaring. You'll be wounded. You'll be over in the corner looking up at the eagle soaring. And say, someday I'll be with you, Jesus. And the Lord says, will you step in and will you face the truth about what you're hearing, that some of these areas of garbage are for now. Now to be released fully. And this is not halfway. Now what if these guys said to their commander, they said, you know what, I just don't like this helmet, sorry. It just doesn't do well for me. It's hot. I'm not wearing it. And the guy says, hey, you go right ahead. Or he might say, sit down. You're not in the same company right now. Whoa. In the army, we can take that. But in Christianity, we get offended. But in the army, the Lord says, the Lord's army, he says, come on. You've got to be walking with everything to be discerning. I want to give you my discerning eye, my discerning spirit, my discerning heart. Quit trying to be something. When you receive my revelatory realm, my revelation from the revelatory realm, then you will hear from heaven. And then when we sing the words, I will go and I will do and I will surrender all my to you, then it holds more weight against the Osama bin Ladens in our life. Do you see that? Oh, the Lord's so serious right now. And it's so fun. I mean, what if somebody went up to you and said, because you asked them to, okay? That's the key, because we can run and hide. I'm not going to, just ask. All right, random person. I don't want anybody to take it personally. So what do you see in my life? I see a picture of this and this and this, or I see religious this and this and this, and I see, well, they better have the log out of their own eyeball. But at the same time, it might be true. We need to be able to recognize it and make a mistake. We had some mistakes made in a corporate prayer time that we had for someone recently. Because the hearts are good, but there was a little bit of garbage. So, took a step and the Lord said, hey kids, I know you mean well, but I know you love me more than being right, wanting to be right. So, we're going to reverse that. And we did, quickly. Whoa! Did a very quick about face in the spirit so that we were walking with the fullness of our armor on, okay? So that we could take out the Osama bin Ladens in our life. Oh, that's a good picture. Oh, I love that. Just kind of look at that for a minute. I was taking some notes last night and I was just asking the Lord, like, what would you want me to actually say? He says, well, I'm going to take you to Matthew 23. And this is really strong, and it's probably one of my least favorite verses or chapters to speak on, because it can move people in the wrong direction if they don't have the open ears or the right heart. So I'm going to let you read through some of it, but I highlight a couple of verses for you, because Jesus, he sounds really mean. Our Jesus! He sounds like, what is your problem? You are so mean. I mean, these are real people who have families that go home and they put their kids to bed and you're yelling at them. It sounds like Jesus. But he's not. He's not doing that. He's speaking the truth, because this infection in the body of people where he was intended to bring such hurt and pain, not only to them and their families, but so many others. And he said, woe to you! Woe to you! Woe to you! Now, we've had sermons where we say, yeah, you know, those scribes and Pharisees, they were religious. And that's right. I need to take a look at myself. I mean, we've preached that here. But I'm saying that in this season, the Lord's taking us to a deeper, deeper place. And he's saying, I will show you where, even in your family line, there has been something that's not matched up with the kingdom. Because it may have affected you and infected you, and infected and affected your children, your grandchildren. And that may be the case for some of our little children in here. Children are to be drawn into the presence of God from the cradle all the way up. It's amazing how strong that can be. If the enemy thinks he has ground, where do you think he's going to go? To anyone who's going to be a world changer. So let's look at Matthew 23. And he's talking to Pharisees and scribes and such. And he's speaking to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees in verse 2 have seated themselves in the chair of Moses. Therefore, all that they tell you, which would be the law, do and observe, but they do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and they do not do them. They say things, do not do them. All right, we're talking about, if we transfer that to us, we say, well, Lord, I'm trying. That's not what we're talking about. We're all contending here. We wouldn't be sitting in here today. I don't believe you didn't want the Lord. You want something from the Lord, right? Me too. So, you know, we're moving, but the Lord says, I love you so much, I want to carry you, grab you, carry you so that you're soaring like those eagles. So that when the enemy comes to hurt you through depression and fear and hurt your family or keep you from doing what you were created to do, which he's capable of doing, that you will be able to rise up and say, no, I'm an eagle, I'm part of the Navy SEALs. And not just go, I just can't, it's going to take forever. You want to attract more rats? That's the way to do it. You want more rats? No. Want more garbage? No. So how do we get there? Well, that's just for Pastor Mary Pat. Oh, help me, Jesus. Okay. Look it down at verse 13. Now, this is interesting. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. Can you see that? Everybody look at verse 13. Because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. For you do not enter in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering in to go in. What? I don't do that, Lord. Well, we can, actually. We can shut off the kingdom of heaven from people because of our tolerance for that which likes to be in us and stay in us. It's really true. Unrecognized, perhaps, but we will shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. Not just ourselves, but from people. Oh my gosh! The kingdom. I don't need to go in and preach what the kingdom is. Maybe I do. Kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. The Lord says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As you go. As you go. Hannah, do you remember when you were baptized? Remember that day? That would be a good video for you to see. Because there was power released over you that day. And that power is precious. And the Lord says, hold that power, girl. Kingdom of heaven was released. Mark, do you remember the day you were baptized? Do you remember what happened up there in that very cold water? Think about it, remember it, and go back to it and pull it out. That's who you are. I'm telling you, the Lord is so strong, and he's so serious, and he's so intentional right now. He's so strong, he's so serious, and so intentional. This is who we're created to be right up here. You know, I can touch someone, and they, whoa, the power comes. Whoa, what is this? It's not mine. Oh, it's the Lord. And maybe someone will fall down or fall in the water or whatever, and their face will come up shining. And the Lord says, guard that, protect that. And if the enemy has stolen that away, or you've been up here or somewhere else, and the enemy is coming and going, it's not a big deal. Find out why. Find out why. Move on it. Move on it. If these guys hesitated, they would be dead. Osama wasn't just sitting there by himself. He had a plan, he had a strategy, he had a fortress, and they came in and they blew it out of the water, and he went with it. Because they knew what to do. And they did it. But if we do any of that religiously, there's no love. Because if we don't care deeply and move out of that care, that love, the real power, will not be released. The love of God that releases the power on the inside will not be released. And it might look kind of flashy, and it might look good, and we've got our ducks in a row, and we're behaving, and we're doing the right things now. Last year we weren't, this year we are, maybe with tons of religious pockets on the inside of us. Guess what? Guess who will hit again? Guess who will come back? Guess who never really leaves? Just moves into another area, maybe. Or feels has a right to bring more garbage or come to other garbage that's there. That's why the Lord says, go after it. Go after me. Go after everything I provide. When we pray, when we fast, when we worship, when we commune with believers, when we commune, more importantly, with the Lord first, and we really to him and we start enjoying his presence, everything we do becomes presence oriented. Everything we do comes out of his presence on the inside. Everything. We make a decision. Should I work? Should I go pray? Oh, I need to work, so I'll go work. Sorry. What if we keep doing that? Maybe we've got something to look at. Because that's more important. Well, maybe I have no choice. Think about it. I'm saying God's taking us to a deeper place on every front, every level, and there's no pusher burdening. The scribes and the Pharisees, they burdened their people. They pushed and they pressed. And the Lord encourages and says, I'm so loving, I'm so kind, I'm so amazing. What do you guys think? Do you want to jump in the love boat with me? Oh, do you know the message of the new wine? Do you know what that is? The message of the new wine is that Jesus says, there is joy in my presence, and we're going to love people to life. When we go into the deepest, darkest places, when we go in Mozambique, we're going to love people. We're going to come in, and we're going to change the atmosphere. We used to go into villages, and we'd go in so toasted in the Lord. It was like, oh my goodness. Oh Lord, I'm a leader. I have to stand, don't I? Oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed with your presence. We carried the glory in. Where are those days? They're here. Those days are here. But the Lord says, if they're not here, they need to be. And if they're stolen away. See those guys right here? Guess what's going to hit them as soon as they finish their little assignment? What's going to hit them? The enemy's saying, I don't like this. The enemy, our battle is not against flesh and blood, right? The enemy's going to hit them saying, so, did you mean what you said? Are you all about this? What's up? What do you think? Come on. You're done with this mission stuff. And you're going to be taken down, taken out, and we warn people. And it happens. Every year, it seems. Does it have to? No. Does it? Yes. Can it change? It better. That's what I say. Verse 13 was one. Also look at 27, and I'm encouraging you to read the rest of the chapter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others. Okay, now that the children aren't in here, I'm hoping. One of the things during our prayer times on Friday night was that as we were really going after releasing children from human trafficking, do you know what happened? Do you want to know? Children were actually released from human trafficking at that moment in the spirit. We saw it. We saw it in the spirit. Completely sold out to the Lord, determining to be garbage free, and we saw it. Is your voice needed? Yes. Are your prayers needed? Yes. Do we want to increase? Yes. But if it's not important, it's for someone else. This is not my time in life. Think of a creative way. Think of something. Do something. I'm telling you, we actually saw children being, We saw children actually walking through places in the walls in Southeast Asia, walking out on their own with angels by the doors bringing them out. And it was not symbolic, I tell you the truth. It was real, and it's happening. Where's your voice? It's got to be stirred up. I'm telling you, that's what Navy SEALs will have a heart to do. You may think, I have a heart. Well, then exercise your heart, because it's costly. Think of a way. Do something. Split the time. Do something. But do it because you've been convicted by the Spirit of God, not me. My words, I'm speaking as I'm hearing them, but I'm telling you, the Lord's saying, open up the kingdom of heaven. Yes, it already is. Now walk through it. Take what belongs to you. You are that eagle. Take it. No more turtle-like living. Every time you see a turtle now, for the rest of your life, ask yourself, is that me in any area of my life? Maybe I'm soaring with the Lord. I'm doing pretty good. My worship's pretty good. But Lord, what area of my life might be more turtle-like? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I want to close with reading a few things. I was just taking some notes in the Lord last night and saying, Lord, just give me your heart for the differences between an eagle and a turtle now. I want you to spend more time reading that chapter in Matthew, because it's tough. It's an ouch. It's like, whoa, Lord, could that happen to me? Well, let me tell you something. I was hoping to add a picture to describe the vision. I had a vision at the very beginning of Frontline, and I'm going to share it with you. And it was in our house. Well, actually, we were in our house, and some of you might remember this, and I have spoken of it recently because the Lord showed it to me. I think I shared it. Who did I share it with recently? Was that you, Laura, about the bear? Somebody. You, Lawrence. You. Okay. I've been talking about it recently. We've been talking to a lot of people this week. Way back in the beginning of Frontline, okay, worship is just off the charts. It's growing. It's like, oh, this is great. Oh, my gosh. I just want this to increase. I want it to soar. I don't ever want it to stop. This is so amazing. Oh, heaven is here. People are getting saved, healed, delivered. Wow. No idea it was going to go this far, to this place, to the degree that it is. It's amazing. So I go in my family room, and we have a sliding glass door in the kitchen area, and it goes out onto a deck. And I have a vision, very strong, very clear. I can see it as clear as day right now. And it really rattled me, and it really threw me, and here's what it was. Imagine with me a bear, like a big, fat, brown bear, just sitting there, like a mama bear, sitting there. Oh, yeah. And there were baby bears right next to there. And I thought, well, this is interesting, Lord. I don't know what this is. Some of you remembering this now? Because I had to go to the Lord and say, Lord, what does this mean? And he started to unfold it. And the baby bears that were on the side of this mama bear sitting down its haunches, you know, just kind of like this. And the rest that, I don't know if I did share this part with you that I was reminded later. The baby was going into the honey jar, going like this. Just as happy and fat and as you can believe. I said, well, Lord, is this nice? Is this a good picture? He said, well, I'll show you what happened. All of a sudden, the heads of the baby bears, okay, were removed. We don't have any little kids in here that can hear. I mean, they were just like, wow, they were lopped off from here. Bam, 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 bam. And they were bloody. It was gory. And they're right there, and they're falling over, and they're dead. It's like, whoa, I'm watching this vision. It was full vision. I was like, oh, whoa. And I said, what does this mean? And the mama bear just looks like, oh, well, oh. And here's what the Lord said. I went to him in prayer, and he said, this is a picture of the religious spirit. This is a picture of religion. And what I want to show you is this, that this must be so guarded in this ministry. You do not want this perpetrator to invade this clean move that I am making right now. You do not want this, because this is the arch enemy to revival. It's the arch enemy to revival, to the revival spirit, to revival anointing, to everything that I'm going to take you in. Guard carefully everything in your own life, everything around you. And at times I know I haven't. And at times I've made mistakes. So this is not Polly Purebred here going, just be like PMP and you'll everything be cool. Okay? So we're all tracking together, but the Lord is so strong and so clear, and he's very pleased with where we are. But he's opening our eyes. And here's what he said. He said, this thing must die wherever it is. Be aware of it. Because it's right there. And it's looking right through the windows and eating the honey. It's being fed. It's being fed. So it's like, well, Lord, is that in me? Is that in Pastor Bill? Is that over the ministry? Is that for the future? I mean, what are you saying? And I believe there was a purity of heart and a purity of motives and such, but the Lord is saying, be on your guard, because this will attack you. Where is it coming from, Lord? And he showed in many different ways. But the Lord says, watch, and I will keep you soaring. I will keep you afloat. I will keep you soaring. But guard your heart, lest you would think that anything would not be, that you would not be able to be affected in any way yourself. That's sobering, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I want to go every place God says. And I never forgot it. And he brought me into that. And it's like, I think we need to take some action. And I believe in this season, the Lord is saying, especially to those who've been around a long time, it's time. It's really time. And it's not just the ones who've been around a long time, but especially. So there needs to be a turn. There needs to be changes. And this is the crossroads that Pastor Bill, I believe, part of it that he was singing out last week in his sermon, in his message. He sang out his whole message last week, if you want to get it online. That was the preaching. He had a different plan. And he came up, and the Lord said, all right, sing what I give you. And he sang over us the message. Prayed, I meant. Prayed. Did you sing through the prayer, too? Was there anything? Okay, praying. Prayed. He prayed through it. And it was very powerful. But that was one of the key places, the key messages, and it was... We're at a crossroads. It's like, wow, this is great. I am an eagle, so I choose to look at that positively. The Lord says, where there are eagles, there are turtles. Because that's how you grow. However, if we have more eagles than turtles, if we have all eagles in this place, from that perspective, not just say we're part of Navy SEALs, but we're birthing in something new inside, things will change. I believe this place could... turn upside down this whole county. This place right here, right now, with the power that's been released. But some of our decisions, I don't believe are spirit-led. Individual ones. Feel free to ask me my opinion, but if it's not submitted, if it's an unsubmitted opinion, if it's not the kingdom of God opinion, it doesn't hold any weight. Cynthia preached on that 1 year ago, and I'll never forget it when I came back. And this whole year, the Lord's been speaking on that. But it's time. It's really time. It's so time. Okay, so let me just, you can listen while I just read the few things that he gave down to me. He gave me to put down. An eagle. I love it. An eagle is all about restoration and advancing. Willing to count the cost that's necessary to go forward. Always increasing. The encounters with the Lord are increasing. Always determining to advance. And if not advancing, going forward and finding out why not. Recognizing that the only safe place is living on the edge of expansion. God gives more. What did I write? God gives more in the spirit in that area, more territory. That's what I was writing. The only safe place is on the edge of expansion. So another thing that he was showing me last night is that when we're expanding... on every front, in our personal life, our spiritual life first, that should be soaring. If somebody comes to you and says, how are you doing? And you say, I'm on fire for Jesus. That just knocked their socks off. I'm doing great, for real. Well, you know, it's kind of, there's a lot of pressure here and here and here. But it's all about Jesus. That's the edge of expansion. Because the Lord's living on that. That's where he is. That's really the only safe place. And so God wants us to see ourselves as eagles that way. An eagle will also cry out and want what he or she doesn't understand. If you don't understand something in the spirit, before you render a judgment, woof, progress and find out. If we have a problem with the prophetic, we have a problem with Jesus. If we have a problem with the supernatural, we have a problem with Jesus. It's true. Hard to say, maybe, but true. I speak to my own water first. So cry out and want what we don't understand. An eagle also understands inheritance, understands what it looks like, understands the laws of sowing and reaping, and is seeing inheritance from a heavenly perspective, seeing that what the Lord has released through the cross and the resurrection belongs to me and nothing else. And nothing will stop it. Whatever Jesus has done, I'm all about it. I'm going to find out what that is. I'm going to live in the middle of that. And I am going to be raised up to walk out that resurrection power in my life because he did it and because he expects me to. Period. And that's where the love really flows. And that's where being so filled up enables us to be able to say, I'm in love with my Jesus, and I'm a joy machine. I'm not burning out. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not so tired. I'm not this. I'm not that. Because that's from garbage. It truly is because a firebrand. What if these guys burned out? I'm sorry. I've been, you know, this stuff is hot. I'm not going in there. What? Recognize, an eagle will recognize the need and a desire for spiritual things and will walk powerfully with the spirit of the fear of the Lord and repent so easily. A true eagle, an eagle that's soaring, will repent like, oh Lord, oh my gosh, I've got this addiction. I am going to, whatever it takes, it's coming out. Oh my gosh, I am not going to hold it. Nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to do it your way, not my way, your way. To be free, whatever it is. Maybe it's a financial addiction. Maybe it's a sexual addiction. Maybe it's a drug addiction. Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's depression. Whatever it is, I'm addicted. I'm the same thing over and over and over. I'm always down. I'm always down. I'm always down. Put the turtle back up. Because that's what a turtle will stay in the place where the Lord says, what are you doing? I want you to soar. I will touch those areas. It's me. It's me. You got devil power? And you got Jesus. There's no comparison. So the Lord says, an eagle will do this. An eagle will step out because the real you will respond. Many times I've talked to people in here, many times, and I've said, I'm speaking to the real Dan. That means like, what do you mean? What you see is the real Dan. There might be, this is not just, I'm just using your name, but there might be some garbage in there. I'm not speaking to your garbage. I'm speaking to the real Michelle. Step up. Let's go. It's amazing what you can do. It's like, whoa, whoa. Because when that happens, the real you rises, even momentarily, but the real you rises. It's time for the real us to rise. Because the real us will rise and stay completely up with your help. Okay. And then the real eagle, the flying eagle, will be a wise person who reviews and will look what you have done, Lord, and knows the responsibility to steward the inheritance and to steward well. If you want to hear more about inheritance and restoration process, go back and listen to the last couple of messages I've preached. They're online. And you can get caught up with that. So there's no time for that. The eagle will walk in resurrection life is resurrection process. That walking in resurrection life is that process. It's the restoration process, rather. Walking in resurrection life is the restoration process. Lord, show me the path. Show me the way, and I will follow it. Sometimes we've had people say, here's the way. Holy Spirit says, here it is. And then we intellectualize it and go, ch-ch-ch-ch. This will work, but this won't. Okay. And then we get to go around the barn again and take that test again. Mm. And then finishing it up here. Oh, an eagle that's soaring has a revival mentality, understands honor is that life is released through honor, that real honor in the kingdom is released. Life is released. Honor is released. So honor really releases life. So true life, resurrection life, comes from understanding, knowing, and believing what honor looks like, what honor really is. We've preached messages on that as well. You can go back and find it. But the Lord says, understand honor, what honor really is. Step up, step in. It's time. It's time. Sometimes the Lord gives us these words that seem to take a little bit longer because the whole time he's disengaging the religious mindsets and the intellectual mindsets that have just made a file or built cases. And he's going, I'm taking it out. Listen and agree. That's how he does it with truth. The truth comes in. These guys gave both Osama bin Laden the truth and took him down and took him out. And it was a good thing. Messy but good. Birth is messy but good. That was death, but birth is also messy but good. Wow. And the last couple of things are enjoys freedom from the power and seduction of sin. A soaring eagle will enjoy that freedom. Like, wow, this is cool. I don't even have a craving to smoke or to drink or to do whatever anymore. And I'm enjoying that. Or if I do have that,
I'm just, this, it's not working for me. And I want to know why and how, and it's going down. It's like, no, no, duh, no way. I'm going to Clorox you. Whatever it is in our life. No seduction any longer. I enjoy that freedom. Very, very interested in the presence of the God. Conscious of protecting the presence. I impart what is inside of me. A turtle has no awareness of that. Okay? If I have issues for my own family that are not resolved, let's say divorce or, you know, think of every crummy, horrible thing that happens in families. If there's any part of that that's not touched by the kingdom, let's put it that way, do you know that the way we do things, next part of our life, the way we raise our kids, the way we interact in church, the way that we do our jobs, all of that can be, there's going to be an impact unless we are really garbage free. And if we're not garbage free in some of the areas, if we think we are and we're not, that's where religion comes in. Okay? I think I'm great. And the Lord says, well, you are great, but I also want to free you here. Because when I'm telling you, move this way, and your son and daughter will be stronger, and you say, no, I'm not going to, because I'm hearing your voice. And it's coming out of hurts and wounds of your own life. Oh my gosh. That's what I'm talking about. Those kinds of areas right now, God is so serious. So, so serious. Okay, just a few things for turtles, because who wants to talk about that? Eagles are much more fun. A turtle is slow, loves protection, is easily distracted, not advancing in the ways with the Holy Spirit to be released, to be releasing the inheritance that we're talking about. Definitely either has or invites religious power on the inside that needs to be gone and needs to be undone. It's true. So these are the pictures that he's giving me. Not encountering, climbing in a way that is being transformed. You know, when I talk to Pastor Jose on the phone, and we're very good friends and we talk a lot, I say, how you doing, PJ? What's going on? Or Jose, he goes, oh, God is good. No matter what's going on. Why? Because he's seasoned. Does he have a lot of things physically? No. But he's seasoned and he's soaring and he stays soaring and he guards the soaring. Does he come from a mess? Yes. But God is, he has cleaned up the mess with the power of the Lord. So just to finish it up at the very end now, I'm going to ask some of our worship team up here to come on up. If we're not climbing, compromise comes in. If we're not climbing, compromise comes in to us. Compromise starts. When we fail to recognize what God has given, then we're slowing things down. Very active. We don't participate in spiritual things. We don't recognize the benefit of some of the spiritual things that God provides. We're not recognizing that to the full degree. That's an indication that we're turtle-like. It's like, I'm not seeing it. I don't get it. I don't really care enough. I'm not so motivated on the inside that everything is shaking me on the inside. See, when the Lord says anything that's going to be shaken will be shaken, he's saying, I see you as Navy SEALs. Let me shake you now in a good way. In a good way. It's a shaking of love. Let me shake you now. Leave this place as free as you can today, and then let the Lord continue to do that. It's not just about making the right decision on Tuesday. It's going to be, Lord, I'm posturing myself before you right now. And I'm laying before you my finances, my children, my family. I'm starting over as of today. Even the most seasoned ones in here. And I believe the Lord's going to shake us and show us some different things. And then finally, the revelation, the glory revelation has not been guarded. The enemy has a right to assault. And there's an entrance of religious spirit or thinking. Walks in the middle of the road, can't see that it's dangerous. This turtle couldn't see that you're in a dangerous spot. Doesn't think, I'm a turtle, and I shouldn't be walking in the middle of the street. I should be in a pond. that turtle was, you know, but my husband, with the rescue heart that he has, a papa's heart, I didn't have that for the turtle first time around. He said, oh, let's pick it up and take it. You know, the Lord, that's what the Lord's telling us right now. We have to have eyes to see. Eyes to see. Eyes to see. Oh, hair, stay so I can see. And then finally, one with more of a turtle-like encountering presence will not allow real encounters to take take him or her to the presence of the Lord, and then change. Has some revelation, but has allowed the religious hold to come because that has not grown, and doesn't recognize the need for prayer, fasting, and whatever else Jesus lived like. Fearful, not even recognizing, but puts the head back in, self-protection, and really has a limited understanding of the presence. It's like, ugh. You know, these are just things to be able to speak out in the Spirit so that we will think about them and then go to the Lord. I'm all about expansion. I think you know that. Expansion on every front. Expansion in this place. Expansion in my own personal life. Expansion in my family. And it grieves me to think that any of my family members might hold religious thinking. It grieves me. And that's how I pray. Because, Lord, I don't want that at all. And if I've been any part of that, forgive me, Lord. But things need to change in our homes, even in this place. So let's be easy to receive. Easy to receive. Easy to receive. Lord, I'm an easy receiver. Lord God, today I want to be easy to receive, Lord God, and I want to be easy also, Lord God, to repent. Lord God, that everything that you have really spoken today has taken me right to the core, Lord God, of who I am, because you love me so much. And you desire, Lord, my whole heart, and you provided an avenue for me, Lord God. And we sing of your presence today. And Lord, whatever you have spoken out that would bring a conviction of heart to begin a new level in the process of restoration, to be able to walk in the fullness of our inheritance. Father, we just speak that out today. And Father, wherever that's going to take us, Lord, we are definitely going to track with you. And those of us who are in the second or near or in the second half of life are determined to be your generals. Because that's what you created us for. And Father, those of us who are under that age, Father, that we are ascribing to your holiness, and we're going to go as far and as fast as we can. That we're not going to give up. We're not going to shrink back. That we're going to allow your penetrating power of love to come in those deepest places and give us everything that you have to revive us, Lord God. Revive us, Lord God. Revive us in those hearts. I speak revival out. I speak a release of revival over this house, over every person in this house, that every leader would step up and lead fully, Lord God. That everyone who is determined by you to step out and be part of that Navy SEALs team, to step in and say, yes, Lord, what about me? I count the cost, Lord God. Any part of me that's been a turtle, Lord, that's not how I was created by you. And I don't want that in my life. I'm changing, Lord, because I'm encountering you. And when I encounter the truth, I encounter you. And Father, I call back everything that's been stolen. Everything that's been stolen from our minds, from our hearts, from our experience, from our recollection, from our memories, our conscious memory. Lord, I call it back. I call it back right now, Lord God. Call it now to come forth in Jesus' name. That we would see how you see us. We see ourselves as soaring eagles. We would see ourselves as those vibrant, soaring eagles. Oh, that are not limited by our own thinking, that will be willing, Lord God, to soar in the highest places. We surrender our finances to you, Lord God. Everything to you, Lord God. And our plans for those finances to you. We surrender our families to you, Lord. Our interaction, our dealings, our associations, Lord. And every fear that's been inside, where we don't step up and take our rightful place. And allow our own thinking, our own agreement out of fear, or even our agreement from religious hold to lead us. Lord, we say no, show us the way. Turn it around. Change that up for us, Lord. Father, that your presence will be everything to us. More important than anything we do. Wow. That the greatest glory, Lord, will be from basking in your presence, Lord. Father, that when you look at this place, that you will see soaring eagles on every front. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for this word. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we embark to Mozambique, Lord, that there's going to be a change in every person who goes and every person here. Wow. Just touch me, Lord. Open my eyes to see all these areas, Lord. Lord, count me in. Count me in on that Navy SEALs group. I want to be part of that. Special Forces, Lord. You've already called me, Lord God, and I just say yes. Many are called, but few are chosen. And I believe the Lord says you can go as high and as far as you want. That's the choosing. Wow. Yes, Lord. Father, I call resurrection and recall to everything that's been experienced by people, everything that's been heard, every encounter, every type of revelatory connection with you, ever so small. I call it back in fullness in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. This is the restoration process. This is restoration, Lord God. This is inheritance, Lord God. Father, this is a new day. This is a day of great increase and great release, that we choose to see ourselves as you do. And we allow you by your Spirit to take us into that place where we soar. We thank you, Lord, for the release from heaven to earth. Father, that any part of us that you've revealed right now that has religious connection, that we let go of right now in the name of Jesus. Be it from our family line, Lord God. Be it from anything we've invited, Lord God. We don't understand all of it. But Father, now we release it. We say no in Jesus' name. Remove it now in the Spirit. Remove any hold in this house. Any place in our hearts, remove it now. In the name of Jesus. Whoa! Break that off, Lord God. And Father, that we can soar with wings of eagles right now. That we will allow you, Lord God, to reveal the very thing, Lord God, that would hold us back from everything that you're offering right now. Whoa! Holy Spirit, come, you do it. You do it. I break the intellectual holds. I break the judgment off. The criticism off. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. I just see a picture right now of change just coming and falling. Right now, falling off the minds. Unlock the minds, Lord. All the places, Lord God, where we've allowed that garbage to gather. Father, the rats are leaving. I command them to leave. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. now. Some of you will be stepping into new things. The Lord's speaking that to you right now. And the Lord says, step in. You have gifts, prophetic gifts and talents and abilities. And the Lord is saying, step up and step in. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Hey. If you're on the Mozambique team, can you stand? Those of us who are heading. Okay, I just want to just come up here. We're going to do things a little differently. We're not going to lay hands on each other. We're going to do something a little bit different. That's what I'm hearing. Oh, okay. Wow. Come on down, Josh. Who else is? Dan, come on down. It's fine. Who are they? Bring them out. Yeah. And bring the kids. Just bring the kids. Sin, I'm going to ask you to come and pray over us. I just want to extend our hands right now. Is Pastor Bill in here? Yeah. Where is he? Is he gone? Pastor Bill. I'm going to pray over our team. You know, when the Lord speaks truth, there's a humbling that goes on in the house. It's good. It's so good. Does he know we're being? Proud of this team. I'm very much looking forward to being with you for the next 3 weeks. I know the Lord's going to do amazing things. I know He's called each one of you to do this and be part. And I believe that there's going to be something so extraordinarily different about this trip. Something the Lord has specifically designed for this time. And I don't know what it is. I have some thoughts, but I he's spoken to me a lot about worship. He's spoken to me a lot about the worship in each one of our hearts here. And I believe there is going to be a big shift in our hearts and Mozambique. And it's something the Lord has specifically planned for us at this time. So I'm going to ask Cynthia to pray over while we all extend our hands. And I'm just going to bless you guys. If I can have some oil, that would be good. Wow.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord, that this is a yes, Lord team. Oh, that this is a yes, Lord team. That it is a yes, Lord team for you, Father. That this is a yes, a team that yells yes from the core of who they are, Lord. Yes to your kingdom, Father. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways, oh God. That this is a team commissioned with the holy yes. A yes from heaven. A yes for the king of the heart of the king. A yes, Lord, a yes, 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 yes. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Holy One. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the yes, Lord, that they are sealed and stamped with your yes, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy One. I thank you, Father, for the fire of your Spirit, Lord, that baptizes each and every one of these, Father, that covers, that consumes, that refines, that overwhelms, that anoints, that restores, that prepares, that delivers. Holy One, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the fire, Father God, of your presence, Lord. Father, that this is a team, Lord, that is all about your presence, Holy One. They are a presence-driven team, Lord Jesus. I call that forth. I speak that out in Jesus' name. That they are a team, Father God, that is focused on your presence, Lord. It is a team that cannot take their eyes off of their Father. That they are consumed by your eyes, Lord Jesus. That they are focused, that they are steady, that they move forward, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Holy One. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that they are prepared. They are equipped by your Spirit, Holy One. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they are anointed, Father God, for such a time as this, Lord Jesus, to do the works that you have prepared for them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for clean vessels, Lord Jesus. I thank you for purity, Father God, that covers them, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are calling this team a team of purity, Holy One, in spirit and in truth, in mind and emotions and will, Father, in every realm, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that they are covered, that they are covered by your Spirit, Lord. And that each one rises to the occasion, Lord. That each one rises, Lord, to your heart and to your commissioning, Lord God, to your mission, Lord. I thank you for that, Holy One, that they arise, that they arise. We declare this team to be a team of eagles, Lord. A team of eagles, Lord Jesus. Anywhere, Lord, where there's been any turtles, Father, we give that up to you, Lord Jesus. We break that off, Holy One, and we declare this team eagles, 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 Lord. Eagles, eagles in Jesus' name. Eagles, eagles that soar, Holy One. Eagles that soar, eagles that soar. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. They are a team that carries life, Lord Jesus. A life-giving team, Holy One. A life-producing team, Lord Jesus. That everywhere that they go, everything that they do, Father God, it's life, 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 Holy One. Life from your Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm a shakai. We thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord. Hey, Bashakai. We thank you, Father, that this is also a team of sons and daughters, Lord. Sons and daughters, sons and daughters, sons and daughters, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord. Any hindrance of that, Father God, is under their feet, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for sons and daughters, Lord Jesus, that move as eagles, Holy One, set on fire, Lord Jesus, marked by purity, Holy One. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Father. I thank you that this is a team of home run hitters, Father. That every time that they're up to the plate, Lord Jesus, they make that connection as spoken of earlier, Father. And that they home, there's home runs, Father God, that they run home every time. They run home to the Father. They run home, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Bakai. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, Bashayanda. Hey, Arabakia. Oh, Bashayanda. Hey,
Arabakia. Oh. Are you ready for an adventure, a joy adventure like you've never experienced? Oh, my. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, when we talk about eagles and turtles and things like that, you know, the Lord uses so many different ways to help us connect with what He's saying and doing for each one of us individually in our hearts. He's so gracious. But keep remembering, I am a soaring eagle. That's who I am. And there's no turtle in me. No way. Because that's how He sees us. And that, that will carry us not just through this trip, but beyond. It's my joy to serve with you. It's my honor to serve with you. And I mean it. I'm very proud of you guys. Let's go get them, huh? Let's go release that joy and release that peace. And there's no room for anything but joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Signs, wonders, and miracles. That's a given. Protection from the Lord, we call that in. We call it all in. As we're walking as humble kids, saying, Lord, Daddy, what do we do now? Greater is He who lives in us than he who may live in us. Hey, Mike, I'm going to pray for you. At times, the enemy tries to hook up with our mind and our will and our emotions and our body. We're developing a posture not on my walk, not on my watch, right? Isn't that fun? Don't you love being on the team, Jesus' team? Don't you love walking with the power and authority of Jesus Christ? What a privilege and what an honor. So we're going to live that way, carry Him. We have the privilege of carrying the very glory of heaven. It's an honor and a privilege. It's nothing to be taken lightly. What a privilege. Oh, so when we meet again on Tuesday before Wednesday, think about that privilege, okay? What a privilege. Oh my. Don't ever lose sight of it. Think back to any of your other mission experiences. I don't think it's the first time for anybody, is it? Maybe a couple, yeah. Oh boy, what a good one to say yes to. For any of your other trips, those of you who've been before, go back to the places where the Lord, not just where the Lord was speaking to you about your own life and issues and all that. Hallelujah for that. Go back and see where He has revealed also, which is a good thing. He's talking to you about your own life and issues, okay? But go back and say, wow, Lord, look who you are. Look what you've done. I have the privilege of getting on a plane again. Someday I'm just going to be transported. But right now we're taking a plane together. We're going to take Cleveland by surprise when we go. And every other place when we land in Maputo eventually. And I say eventually. Amen. Oh. We'd like to receive from whoever is left. Probably not really very smart, you know. You're thinking strategy. There were a whole lot more people in here before. But we would like to receive an offering for Mozambique. So from the Mozambique team, from the rest of our team here who's here, that's what we're going to do, because that's how we honor the Lord. Because we go much deeper than what we think we can, always. So Lord, this is for you. We dedicate it to you. And we ask that we would go way beyond our tithes, that we would say, Lord, this is for you to do with what you want. So we receive that today, because that's our privilege, and it's also our right. In Jesus' name. Amen. And you'll have t-shirts. Aren't we sure? Kind of? Tuesday? On Tuesday? On Tuesday. On Tuesday. Is this perfect timing? Yeah. Amen. You're commissioned to go forth. God bless you. You can sit. Oh, Michael. Here, Mike, I didn't get to pray for you. We're going to pray special. You get to... Just lay hands on him. Father, we just release Mike into all the goodness that you've released already. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Can I have the anointing oil back here, someone? It was back there. I just have thanks, honey. Thank you, Lord. We just release Mike into everything that you have for him. We praise you. We worship you. And we thank you, Lord God, for the fullness on every front. Oh God, you are so faithful. You are so amazing. We thank you, Lord God, that this is a new day for Mike and a new season. I thank you, Father, that he will receive everything that you have given him. I thank you, Lord God, that he walks on the wings of eagles, that he soars as a climbing eagle, as one who, Lord God, is not turtleizing in any way. No turtle. I thank you, Lord God, for the fullness. We commission you, Mike, as part of the team in Jesus' name. Amen. So, bring your friends. I know the cars came a couple years ago when we were in Ghana. And here they are. Bring your friends or your loved ones. Church, what a great time, right in the middle of missions. Those who the Lord wants to draw to frontline, there are many more. Oh, many. So let's do it now. So, Father, we just close today with your power and your spirit. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful. We love you and praise you today. Thank you, Lord, that you've got our attention. In Jesus' name. Amen.